Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Miles W. Miller here, welcoming you to our Month of Agreement special show. Today is a special day. Tonight we're going to talk about the power of disorganizing your enemy. The power of disorganizing your enemy. But before we go any further, I turn this show over to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that is a move of His Spirit.
Hello to all my listeners out there. This is Miles W. Miller, and we're going to come to you with a live show today. We're having some technical difficulties behind the scenes here, but as usual, we're going to push through and make things happen. I apologize for the mix-up. I would like to thank you for, again, tuning in to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, today is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful sunny day. It is May 5th, 2012, Cinco de Mayo. And we are excited to be here with you today. As usual, again, I don't take you for granted. I'm so appreciative of you being here. I thank you for being here. I thank you for your energy. I thank you for just continuing to come back and support what we're doing here. You could be anywhere else right now, listen to anything else, but you keep coming back, and I love you for it. I thank you for it. I feed off your energy. People, before we go any further, I submit this experience to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that's a move of His Spirit. People, today I have something really special planned for you. I want to talk to you today about releasing or asserting your alpha energy, asserting your alpha energy. And when you we're done with today's show, you should have a blueprint of how to step up and be a commander of your life versus a one who just allows things to happen. So without further ado, I'm going to get on with the show. I'm going to take you to a motivational moment, and then we'll be right back. You're tuning in to Creating a Championship Standard of Living, and I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller.
So, here's the first thing I want you to do. I want you to get not just a small picture, but a huge picture in your mind. Just imagine yourself sitting at in a movie theater, an IMAX movie theater, with a huge screen. And I want you to see the full details of your dream life. Now, I know a lot of people have lived their nightmares, but that day is over, so we're gonna talk about what the ideal life, your ideal living situation, your ideal, you know, standard of living. It should be a championship standard of living. No pun intended. But I want you to visualize yourself and visualize yourself looking at the screen. And on the screen is your ideal life, and it's a majestic life. It's on an IMAX screen. It's one of the biggest screens ever made. I want you to see all the details of your ideal life on that screen. I want you to see the vivid colors. I want you to see, you know, details. I want you to see yourself enjoying life. I want you to see yourself loving life. I want you to see yourself happy. I want you to see yourself blessed. I want you to see yourself doing great things on this major screen. Now, as you see yourself doing this stuff, there are people there with you that you love. You got friends there. You got loved ones. The setting is beautiful. Everybody's having fun. This is an enjoyable time. Now, what I want you to do is to capture the feeling that you feel as you look at this picture. I want you to hold on to it and fully embrace that feeling. Fully embrace all of those feelings. Because I'm sure by now you're feeling a whole bunch of different things when you look at this screen and you see your life, you see your dream life on that screen. Understand that that's your imagination, that's your life. And that's how your life can be if you so choose to. So feel it. Embrace it. What does it feel like to run on a beach with the sun beaming down on your face? What does it feel like to swim in the great blue ocean? What does it feel like? I want you to fully embrace it. What does it feel like to come home to your new wife or come home to your new husband in your brand new car that you don't have to, that's debt-free that you don't have to pay another kernel on. What does it feel like? I want you to hold on to that feeling. I want you to harness those feelings. Fully embrace those feelings. Fully embrace everything you're feeling. Fully embrace everything you're seeing. Because that's your ideal life.
Hello, and we're back. That was a motivational moment from one of our previous shows together. And I just like to interject those moments into the show so that when you go back and listen to the show that, you know, you have those powerful moments. Look, I listen to those motivational moments throughout the week myself personally, and they keep me inspired. So I like for you to be inspired as well. I like to keep you, you know, with adrenaline shots if you need it of motivation and encouragement. And, you know, that's just where my heart is. My heart is to put you in position. But, you know, the title gives it away. I want you to experience a championship standard of living in every area of your life. Every area of your life. That is my goal. That is the thesis of what we do here. This is my dissertation for my life's assignment. And I want you to get this. I want you to get this. Listen to me. I want you to get this. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. Let me say it again. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. That's worth repeating a third time. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. And with that in mind, what are you doing today to put yourself in position to experience that championship standard of living? What are you doing today? What are you doing right now to express how wonderful the life of your dreams is and to display to yourself that you deserve it? What are you doing right now? Well, today I'm going to challenge you to challenge everything that's challenging you. It's not a tongue twister. I want to challenge you today to challenge everything that's challenging you in a new and in a brilliant way. Today I want to talk about asserting alpha energy. So I want you to get ready to take some notes. We're going to go, I'm going to give you this week's divine intervention, and then we're going to go to another motivational moment. But when we come back from that motivational moment, we're going to be rocking and rolling, you know, locked and loaded with the with some tips to get you to operate in alpha energy. So I want to take you to this week's divine intervention. This week's divine intervention I get from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, which is a very familiar scripture. And it goes according to what we're going to talk about tonight. It reads, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." I'm going to read to you verses 27 and verse 28 as well. So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth on the earth. Let me explain to you what I'm saying. People, you've been put here to have dominion. Dominion is a synonym for rulership. Dominion is a synonym for authority. You have the authority to rule your life. You have the authority to rule your own life. Look, I've been telling people this. If you're unhappy right now with something that's going on in your life, you are the solution. You can change your mind and experience beauty in every area of your life because beauty is in abundance. Everywhere you turn, there's beauty in abundance. There's beauty and abundance in abundance. How about that? Everywhere you turn, there's beauty in abundance. And you have to continuously remind yourself of that. I know how it can be sometimes. You know, sometimes we're going through things in life that don't seem fair, they don't seem right. You know, you got people who turn their back on you, walk out of your life, whatever the case may be. But let me tell you this. Beauty and abundance is in abundance in this universe. God is our source. God created us in his likeness and image to have dominion, rulership, authority. That means any area of your life that has not come under subjection to you, you have dominion over it to put it in order. You have the authority to put it in order. You have the ability to rule over that area. Now, Terry, tonight we're going to come up with a great master plan for you to just operate in that absolute authority. But before I get too carried away, I want to take you to another motivational moment, and then we'll be right back.
And first and foremost, I want to set the table. My belief of success is truly about pursuing what our divine creator has intended for us to be and intended for us to do and intended for us to be a part of. I think a lot of times you see people who are floundering in life is because they don't understand what they've been intended to do or their purpose. I'm always, the last couple months, I've been really big about purpose and how to help people realize their purpose, because I understand firsthand that when you don't understand your purpose, as Dr. Miles Monroe said so eloquently, where purpose is unknown, abuse is inevitable. I want to help you get from that place of abuse to a place of thriving, a place of living an ultimately good life, a life that other people around you would want to emulate. I feel like that's also another factor, component of success. Success is living a life that's worthy of emulating. There's nobody, if you go to a prison cell right now, I can almost guarantee you, unless there's something dynamic about somebody in there, that none of those people in there are living a life that I want to emulate. And even if they are that dynamic, I still don't want to emulate their life, because I don't want to be there. I don't want to know where they ended up. So success is having a life that you can be proud of, a life that your children want to emulate, and your friends see your life and they want to emulate as well. Another thing people don't recognize is that success will require work, but so does failure. I'll say it again. Success requires work, but so does failure. You actually have to work at being a failure. Because the universe, the way God has designed the universe for us, we're designed to win. We're designed to thrive. We're designed to be the head, not the tail. The first, not the last. So in order to not succeed in life, you actually have to go against everything that's been stacked in your favor to not succeed.
Hello, and we're back. That was another one of our motivational moments from one of our previous times together. And people, again, like I said, I love interjecting those motivational moments into the show, because I think they really get our juices flowing. They really get us going in the right direction. They really keep us on task. What is success? I mean, that's beautiful stuff to just keep in mind as we're moving forward. People, I'm here with you now. We're going to talk business. How to assert alpha energy. That's what we're here to talk about tonight. And I want you to get this in your spirit. I want you to open your spirit up to receive successful principles. I want you to open your mind up to know that the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. I want you to open your mind and spirit up right now to know that you are a champion. I'm getting ready to feed you championship caliber stuff, people. I'm getting ready to feed you championship caliber stuff. I want you here to hear me. I'm about to feed you championship caliber stuff, because you know why? You are a champion. I'll say it again. You are a champion. Let me reiterate that. You are a champion. If you're hearing my voice right now, you are a champion. If you are hearing the replay, you are a champion. If you are coming in contact with somebody who's been in contact with this recording or this live event, you are a champion. And I'm here to fine-tune you. I'm here to get you going in the right direction, because you know what? You can never have enough artillery as you're going towards the life of your dreams, because sometimes you got to shoot some stuff down. I'm giving you a weapon tonight. I'm giving you an absolute weapon. This is the weapon of mass destruction for anything that comes against the life of your dreams, that comes against your visions, anything that comes against you. I'm getting ready to show you how to boss up on it tonight. That's a Detroit term. I've been back home for a little while now, so I've been re-indoctrinated with my with my surroundings. But, yes, I'm going to show you how to boss up or champ up on stuff tonight. I'm going to show you how to win tonight. I'm going to show you how to get, no matter what the situation is like, that you can walk into that situation and cause that situation to respond to you favorably. to respond to you like the champion that you are. I hope you can hear the excitement in my voice. I'm excited to talk to you tonight. I'm going to talk to you tonight about how to assert alpha energy. How to assert alpha energy. Now, I got tonight's message while I was watching a marathon of The Dog Whisperer. And The Dog Whisperer talks a lot about the pack leader. Okay, that's what alpha energy is about. It's about being a pack leader. Okay, everything that you come in contact with in your life has energy attached to it. It's operating with energy. Okay, anything that you come in contact with has energy and it operates in energy. Here's the thing. A lot of times you're going to come in contact with people, places, and things that have energy that is not necessarily energy that is conducive for what you want to accomplish. However, when you operate in alpha energy, when you are an alpha male or alpha female, which means you are a leader, you cause situations to change. You cause situations to change for good. Especially when you are fine-tuned and your intention is good. So I want to talk to you tonight. I want to give you a quick rundown. I don't have the complete lesson for you tonight because I want to give this to you over the course of a series. But I'm going to give you a brief overview tonight of what we want to talk about, how to assert alpha energy. In other words, asserting alpha energy is basically the expression of assured confidence. It's the expression of assured confidence. Now, how do you get this assured confidence? Well, I want to go through, I got 4 or 5 steps here that I want to share with you tonight. I got about 13 minutes, so I may not get through all of them, but I want to go as fast as I can to get this information to you. Have you ever noticed that when some people walk in the room, it's like all eyes go on them, you know, as if they're the president of the United States of America, even though you know they're not? You know, sometimes you see this person, they get all the attention from the opposite sex. They seem to be good at everything they do. No matter how hard the situation may seem, they always seem to be able to come out of it. Those are alphas. Those are people who are leaders. Those are people that make things happen. And you, too, can very well be a leader. Because one thing about it, like I was saying, I was watching The Dog Whisperer, and he said something. He's like, there's one or two things. Either there's a pack leader or there's a follower. When he was training his dogs, there's either a pack leader or there's a follower. Your energy as an alpha is to walk into the room and become a pack leader. And when you walk in the room, people have to take notice that you're in the room. That when you walk into a situation, the situation doesn't, you don't succumb to the situation. The situation subsides and submits to you. I'm going to show you how to have that assured confidence, how to walk in the room, any room, any environment, any situation, and cause things to have to submit to you. So, how to assert alpha energy. First things first is faith in God as source. Have faith in God as source. Having faith in God as source. People, God is the beginning and end of everything, Alpha and Omega. All blessings flow through God. Creativity flows through God. And God, and we go back to our scripture, our divine intervention for the night, we're creating the likeness and image of God. We're created in the likeness and the image of God. Now, I don't know if you know anything about Xerox copies, but I'll give you a brief overview. If you take an original document and you put it in a copier, there's some second-rate copiers that will reproduce that document, and you can see that, you know, the document has definitely been reproduced. There are some printers, copiers, that are so pristine that once you reproduce the original document, you can tell only that what you're seeing is a replication because you know that it's been replicated because they're so good. However, there's only one original. Now, we're creating the likeness and image of God, which means we're copies of God. We're not God, but we're copies of God. We're pristine copies of God, but we're not God. However, that pristine copy looks like the original. And in certain courts of law, it's acceptable, as acceptable as the original. Faith is an assured confidence, knowing that the things that we hope for, and it gives us hope. We know that the things that we hope for, which are yet seen, shall come to pass. It's having it's just an outright knowing. And it gives you a power when you can operate in faith. It gives you currency in a realm that you can't see. You can actually make things happen in a realm that you don't see in your mind. That's why visualization is so important, people. I feed my mind. I feed my imagination what I want it to have. I specifically feed my imagination what I want it to have. I don't just let everything that I see fester and take root in my imagination. I personally make it a habit. I read books. I watch certain programs. I listen to certain motivational speakers. I listen to my own teachings myself. I make sure that what's going in my imagination is solid stuff, solid material, the things that will reproduce what I want. So faith is a substance of things yet seen. So understand this. When you walk in a room and you're operating in a place where you know that what you've already seen is going to come to pass, it gives you a certain authority that rises you above the common man, the common woman. At that point, all the resources that you can't see are drawn to you because you have made up your mind that no matter what the situation looks like, I believe that God has given me something powerful to do. I believe that no matter what it looks like, I am already successful. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So guess what? Having faith in God as source goes back to knowing that what God says to us is the truth for us. Again, we're creating the likeness and image of God. Although we're not God, we are very pristine copies. And we have authority. We have dominion. We have rulership. So when you operate in that type of power right there, it automatically gives you an energy, an edge when you walk in a room, when you walk into a situation, when you walk to negotiate things, that people have to work with you whether they like it or not. That's alpha energy. That's lead dog. That's the pack leader right there. People recognize the pack leader. Even when they don't want to go with the pack leader, they find themselves submitting anyway. The second step to asserting alpha energy is belief in the infinite possibilities. Belief in infinite possibilities. Belief in infinite possibilities. Look, all things are possible to them that believe. If you can believe something, then all things are possible. Whatever it is you believe becomes possible. So when you walk in a room and you're already operating in faith, and then you multiply your faith by believing, guess what? All things are possible. You tapped into a spiritual realm. You tapped into a place where a lot of people yet to go. It's beyond the extra mile. And you're at a place now where people only dream of. And you're operating this energy. And when you walk in a room, it makes you attractive. People want to be around you. People want to find themselves helping you accomplish your mission, and they don't understand why. Because a believer has power. There's something dynamite about a person that believes in themselves. There's something dynamite about a person that believes in a cause. There's something dynamite about a person who believes. It creates an aura of power. It creates an aura of attractive energy. It's the law of attraction amplified. You operate in faith, and then you believe. Oh, my God. Now, all of a sudden, whatever you touch, it just seems like it always works. People always want to be around you because guess what? You do those two things successfully, and guess what? You start seeing the byproducts of your success. See, success is not measured in material goods, not measured in clothes, not measured in homes, not measured in cars. Success is measured in how well do I adhere to principles, how well do I take the knowledge that's given to me and apply it to my own life and make the things that I've been called to do successful. That's success. That is success. And that's what people find attractive. That's that alpha pack leader type energy. The third thing is to have confidence in your God-given abilities and talents. Have confidence in your God-given abilities and talents. Have confidence in your God-given abilities and talents. People, when you can expect, excuse me, when you operate in that in confidence in what God has placed inside of you, it gives you a certain appreciation for what God has put inside of you. And there's something powerful about a person who can operate the gift that God's given them confidently. It's not that you're superly confident in yourself, but you have enough confidence in the fact that God has given you dominion and rulership, and you already believe in the possibilities that exist. And that confidence in your abilities, it makes you look like a genius. In fact, it makes you a genius. It's like watching Michelangelo paint. It's like watching Michael Jordan play basketball. It's like watching Tiger Woods in his prime play golf. That confidence in those abilities. And you know that in the clutch that you're going to be hard to beat. It's like watching Kobe Bryant. It's like watching Barry Sanders in his prime. It's like watching, you know, some of the greats do what they do. Like Pavarotti. It's watching somebody who has honed their skill walk into the room. And at that point, you have no, you can't, it's almost like you can't turn away. You have to watch it because it's so beautiful. It's like poetry in motion for a person who operates in confidence in their God-given abilities and talents. I'm telling you, people, this is for you tonight. Don't give up on yourself. Walk in confidence in what God has placed inside of you. He's placed a gold mine inside of you, a platinum mine, if you will. There's platinum inside of you. There's platinum inside of you. Listen to me. There's platinum inside of you. There's platinum inside of you. There's diamonds inside of you. There's jewels inside. There's riches inside of you. There's so much stuff inside of you. God has placed in you. Have confidence in what God has placed in you. Because it's a gift from God. It's a blessing from God. Fourth thing, you have to be a person of vision. To be an alpha, to operate in the alpha energy, you have to be a person of vision. See, people perish for lack of vision. And I go as far as to say this. If people perish for lack of vision, the reason why there's no vision there is because there's no visionary. A visionary births a vision. A vision causes people not to perish. Guess what? If you are a person of vision, you have automatically made yourself a person of influence. Because now, when you walk in a room, you're going to ensure that people don't perish. If you're going to do what God tells you, you're going to ensure that people don't perish. That's alpha energy. That's leader. That's pack dog type mentality. That's what it takes to change the world. That's what it takes to help ignite people to live a life of their dreams. I'm going to give you a fifth one real quick, and we're running out of time. I got to get this to you before we get out of here. And the fifth thing, is that you have to be a person who executes. You have to be a person of execution. Once you're a person of execution, guess what? You take everything that we just talked about. You have faith in God as source, which means you honor God's power inside of you. You believe in the infinite possibilities, which means that no matter what the situation looks like, there's a solution, and you're going to find it. You have confidence in the God-given abilities and talents that's in place inside of you. And you're a person of vision, which means you can tap into that universal place where God dwells and give solutions and give answers. Fifthly, once you have all this stuff in place, you got to execute. And if you execute, and you've done everything that I've told you tonight, when you walk in the room, people are going to take notice. When you walk in the room, people are going to take notice. Everything in your life is going to start submitting to you on a greater level, on a greater scale, because you now have decided to operate in alpha energy. People, I got more where this came from. Trust me. I can talk about this forever. But I have to let you know I got about 60 seconds left in the show. I want you to know I love you. I'm praying for you. Everybody out there who can hear my voice, go and look at some dynamic video content. I have some dynamic video content at youtube.com/MilesWMiller. That's MilesWMiller. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/MilesSpeaks. Twitter @MilesWMiller. People, look, I'm here for you. I got some coaching programs that's coming out this week that I think are going to absolutely revolutionize your life. People, I'm here for you. I want to make sure you make it to the top, because that's where you belong, on the top. People, I love you. I'm praying for you. And I leave you with my motto, my mantra. My mantra, my motto. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Not only that, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.